With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, I got to tell you, Mike Harmon. Syracuse did a lot to harm themselves with ridiculously bad turnovers, but man, that officiate, like, it makes me want to go Cowboys fan, breaking my television and throwing it through the window with a horrible flagrant foul call in the final seconds, which is not a flagrant foul against Syracuse. North Carolina goes to the line 23 times. Syracuse goes 3 times. Game just ended on ESPN a few minutes ago. If the Jets weren't getting Aaron Rodgers, I would be really, really mad right now. But the fact that it looks like the Jets are going to wind up getting him because all the evidence today points to it. I can kind of tip it aside from it and go, okay, it was bad. And on other days it would be worse, but you know, hey, the Jets would pay 2 first round picks for Aaron Rodgers. I'm okay with that now.
4-point defeat, 2 missed free throws by North Carolina in the final second. So I'll let you all guess what that meant. To the good folks out there in the wagering community.
4.5 points.
So we look at the Aaron Rodgers story, because I know that's where you're headed, between that and the Oscar nominations and your love of Top Gun and mine of the Banshees. It all comes together. Everybody plays, everybody wins. But Elvis, of course. But when we look at the Rodgers thing, it goes back to last week. Joe Namath set it all in motion by saying he'd unretire number 12 if Aaron Rodgers was able to come to the Jets.
So he's trying
to speak it into existence. Woody Johnson and the brain trust.
Yes.
And we use that term lightly. All right, perhaps a little bit better of late. Maybe people in there that actually know what they're doing in constructing a roster. Save the whole quarterback thing. And that's why they're trying to find a little bit of the fountain of youth and keep Aaron Rodgers going for just a few snaps more.
You can deny, but today, after the news, you have to accept.
I accept it as a possibility.
The first thing I'm asking you to accept is Aaron Rodgers is getting traded. Aaron Rodgers is
I wouldn't say it 100%. The door is there.
No, 100. Look at what. Listen, when Aaron Rodgers has something happen. It's not just, hey, there's a bunch of coincidences. What happened today, right? After the season ended,
well, we had Aaron 2 years of it,
the
though.
The first thing.
So look, to say this suddenly changes it.
I'm going to be a year late on my prediction he's getting trapped. I'm still going to take the win. I'm still taking the win. I'm a year late. It's okay.
No, circumstances
after the season
changed.
Ended. But, buddy, there's no such thing as coincidence like we've had over the course of the day today. This morning, Adam Schefter tweets out, Aaron Rodgers' status still up. Obviously, we're still waiting from word from him that I want to play this year. But Adam Schefter tweets out, Packers, if they trade Aaron Rodgers, only to the AFC, not to the NFC. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good. Okay, well, but that's kind of obvious. Wait. Then Peter King, Monday Morning Quarterback, says, hey, what the Packers are looking for are 2 first-round picks. And the New York Jets would happily pay that price. Woody Johnson. He didn't even say that. He said Woody Johnson would happily pay that price. Then Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee's show and says, hey, I would redo my deal to make things easier if I want to play in 2023. None of those things are coincidental. Okay, this is when the Packers have decided today's the day we know he's getting dealt. The Packers are moving forward. Okay, let's now investigate this. We've taken some time away from the season. We got eliminated. What are we doing going forward? Do you really think that this wasn't leaked? How does Schefter have that part? Peter King have the other part? Already with the Jets would pay that price. And Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, I would redo my deal. All within a couple hours of each other? No,
but it just means Rappaport, Glazer, and those. It just means Rappaport and Glazer and Schrager and those guys didn't find their parts of the clues. These were the first two guys on the scavenger hunt to find, hey, I got one.
Look, Schefter's not doing anything unless he's told it, right? We know this. Schefter's, unless he's told, this is not, hey, I'm picking this up. This is, hey, they would trade him. The Packers
now
want to get involved.
He'll also shill for folks along the way.
And if he's shilling for the Packers, okay, because they want to trade Aaron Rodgers. And Peter King saying, yeah, here's the price. Wait, Peter King knows the price? How is that out there? And if that wasn't the case, how do the Packers not have a statement saying, wait, we've made no decision on Aaron Rodgers. We've not talked about trade compensation. At least that happened with the Seahawks when you knew they were trying to trade Russell Wilson. At least they came out and said, hey, whoa, we haven't had any conversations. Right, sure. None of that from the Packers.
Well, no.
We've got none of that. This is all coordinated.
The Packers are being smart about it, just saying, what the hell? Let's see how this goes. Let's spin a bit.
Well, because
Rodgers in his conversation with McAfee even readily said, you know, even with the Packers, we'll have to do some things to make that work. Like, he stipulated that into the conversation of, yeah, any other team definitely is going to happen, but certainly in Green Bay. To make things work and to get to where we need to be, I'm going to have to look at it, and we're going to have to move some monies around and kind of went into some of the business of the NFL. So he's not closing that door entirely. We still got a crack where there's some light there. I wouldn't say it's 100%. And I know just because it's connected to the Jets, you're just
it's 100%.
Jets.
We haven't even mentioned the Jets yet. We're still at the point they're going to trade him because they sign him to a contract. He's got the money. They don't have to worry. There's nothing hanging over them this offseason where we have to worry about a contract. They can keep him. If they think they don't need to do anything, but the fact that we get this, that he can go to the AFC, here's what the demand is going to be. Rodgers said he would figure out the money. It's all coordinated. This is all part of it. They've decided we're going to part ways with Aaron Rodgers. And we're letting everybody know this is the direction we're going. And the Jets are letting everybody know, oh, yeah? Okay, 2 first-round picks? Because many teams are going to go, let's not worry about it. We'll get him down to a first and a third or something else, and we'll figure out a little bit of money. No. The Jets are saying, hey, we'll do 2 firsts. We'll do 2 firsts. You think Peter King did? I'm sure. I bet you Woody Johnson called Peter King and woke him up and said, hey, Pete, I got something for you. Why don't you go say?
Doesn't mean it's happening, though.
I'll give those 2 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers.
They can talk all they want. It's not happening.
I can do that. Why? You just don't want it to happen because you don't want good things to happen.
Really?
I see exactly where you're going.
When's the last time something good happened for the Jets?
When we got Breece Hall and we drafted Sauce
Gardner. How'd that work out?
Yeah. And we drafted Garrett Wilson. Good things are happening now. Now this is going to happen, right? So this is. There's nothing that's going to keep this from happening now because everything is.
So go bet on it.
Forward.
Why don't you put the whole house on it?
Everything.
But
it's
always
college
fun if it's inevitable.
Wow. Why don't you put both your kids' college funds on that it's not going to happen?
Because this isn't my fight.
No, wait, you're just saying you want me to bet. I'm saying, why don't you bet?
Because you're so sure about it.
It'll be fun for us to watch you bet.
Maybe I already have bet.
No,
maybe I got all kinds of money on. Maybe I got all kinds of cash on this. Maybe that's how I'm funding everything I do in my life, is because I'm actually going and betting all this stuff in Vegas and just not telling you. And I'm raking in cash. And I actually am living next to J.J. Abrams.
You'd actually have to go to Vegas to do this, so no.
I could do stuff online. I could bet with anybody I want to.
Dude, you've got dial-up at home. What are you
kidding?
And you're in California.
And I launder the money because I bet through Kevin Durant's burner account.
I can't hear you.
I go right through KD's burners, man. You wouldn't believe the amounts of bets I could put on that.
So as of the 20th, here was DraftKings. Odds. Packers were the favorite, +150.
Okay.
Raiders +400. Jets +650. Dolphins at +750. 49ers at +850. Because they'd have to grovel to bring him in and give up a bunch of capital.
Sure.
And I think after passing on him back in 2005, he'd relish a little bit of that. The Patriots at +900. Commanders at 10-1, +1,000. Titans at 1,200, 12-1. Yeah, no. And then you've got the Seahawks and the Bucks.
I'm sorry. When are you looking at these odds from when? When are those odds?
What did I say? I told you they were from the 20th.
His rookie year.
I got odds via Sportsline for today.
Okay. I'm going to trust Mike's
odds. And I have the Jets at even money, and then the Titans +300, Patriots +700, Colts +900, Raiders +1,000. After the news today, of course, the Jets have said, we're going to throw this out there. All right? You just got to follow
the
clues.
How the hell are the Titans second?
He's got to, well, what, who needs
I mean, they're an AFC team. That's the only box they check.
I mean, have you seen
the AFC? Check. Okay, got it. They're in the AFC.
I'm just saying that, like, in terms of fits, no. There's no. Yeah, here's Treylon Burks.
Oh, no. Why would you want to go there? No, why would you?
No, but that's what I mean. The fact that that's the second highest odds seems asinine to me. That's a fever dream.
Because he's a Cowboy. He'll fit right in Nashville.
It's also about being able to trade picks and giving up what it takes to get him, right? So now when you know that he's going to get traded, because none of this is a coincidence today, right? No matter how much you guys want to think, it's not a coincidence. Now you look at, okay, what teams from the AFC can give up 2 first-round picks and can free up the money? Whatever has got to be figured out because there's got to be something figured out with Aaron Rodgers if he wants to continue to play, right? Who can do that? Now you're suddenly checking teams off going, okay, well, not them. There's other guys out there who will be a little bit cheaper. We don't have to worry. The Jets are the most desperate team for a quarterback.
Oh, desperate, yes.
If they had Aaron, I'm telling you, if they had this year's version of Aaron Rodgers, which is a bad version, they're still playing football. If they got this year's version of Aaron Rodgers, who's 26-12 and 3,700 yards, the Jets are still playing. They were abysmally bad at quarterback this year. So abysmally bad. They know, okay, so they are so desperate. Woody Johnson is just sweating like me after eating a plate of hot wings. Just the sweat is pouring off of him. And Robert Solitude, the sweat is pouring all off his head like me walking out to the corner to mail a letter in 90-degree heat. Yeah. It's just pouring off me. Yeah. The desperation is so there. They will pay. We'll pay the draft picks. We'll pay the money. We need him. We need to win. I just watched the bleeping Giants with Brian Daboll and absolutely nothing go to the second round of the playoffs. Let's go get a star. Let's own New York. They're so desperate, Mike Harmon. They will be the team to do it over everybody else. The Raiders can wait and go, yeah, we'll get Brady for $20 million, and we don't have to give away 2 first-round
picks.
Mike,
just let them believe it.
It's fine. It's fine.
No. I don't categorically rule it out.
We'll take Derek Carr. They can all do it.
You should.
No. There are a lot of connect the dots, la, 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 Pee Wee Herman kind of things we could skip around and sing with.
I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly. Infinity. Because of the draft pick availability, where they're at in terms of roster construction. Need some work on the O-line, but you got guys that'll be coming back off injury, and you can tweak that a bit. You've got a good defense. Wilson's a stud. Figure out what Elijah Moore is. You still need one or two more options there. Breece Hall, hopefully he's healthy and ready to go. But you're looking at the competition now. You know, you've already laid out your hand, and now, all right, here's the ante. Let's see what else comes up. Like, because Rodgers, he doesn't have a no trade clause, so he doesn't get to do the veto thing like Derek Carr has or will have the ability if that comes. And I don't see it. Why would you trade for him when they know they have to release him at some point? Unless, you just want to grossly overpay.
Because the Jets
and
are
have
desperate.
To fight about those guys. Well, that would be the Derek Carr side.
It's their stinky cologne, Mike.
Get on board there. But with Rodgers, as much as he may not have a no trade, you're telling me he'd be other than maybe wanting to go work with Mike Vrabel. Well, what's on that team that you're excited about? Derrick Henry's going to find the cliff here.
Country music, baby.
That's true. I get that. He can go do some axe throwing and show up on Blake Shelton's shows and whatever else. That's all fun and good. But from a competitive standpoint, like his whole thing was, right, I want to go win. Guess you could win to some degree in Tennessee, but are you getting over there? I mean, the division still has pitfalls all over the place, even though we like the Jaguars and where they're headed. But, yeah, that one's kind of curious.
Tampa, maybe?
Oh, he's not going to Tampa.
Oh, why
Brady.
Not?
That's it, because they said they're not trading for the AFC. It's not happening.
But Tampa's in the NFC.
Right. I've said they're trading him to the AFC. They're not trading him to the NFC.
You just said they're not trading him to the AFC.
They're not trading him to the NFC. They're yes. trading him to the AFC.
Trading him out.
If so I give you a dollar, if something
oh,
costs
no,
a dollar.
No.
Tyson, oh,
no.
Here we go.
Costs a dollar, no.
And I give you
no,
95 cents.
It.
How much money
no.
am I getting back?
No, no. No, break.
If my math is correct,
Alex,
Jason,
mm-hmm.
I believe it would be five. Nickel back, five pennies.
Twitter at I'm Out of Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Because sometimes it doesn't have to make sense.
It's happening. It's happening. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It's my Twitter avatar right now is Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform. It's there. It's going to stay there until we get him, and it's going to stay there after we get him. Then it'll change to Verlander for opening day. But then it'll go back to Aaron Rodgers after that happens.
It'll be Lamar Jackson tomorrow. You stop it.
Oh, if we get Lamar Jackson, I'm fine with that too. I'm really – see, here's the thing. You guys laugh. I'm fine with anybody that's not Zach Wilson. I really am.
Through
anybody's an upgrade.
No, that's just it. It's going to be Zach Wilson.
Anybody's
Justin,
an upgrade.
Justin, this isn't actually live. He has recorded 9 of these monologues.
Oh, I'm well aware.
With every quarterback mixed therein. As long as it's not Zach Wilson is the just end tagline.
Mike, you should send us the break live.
Let's do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And you know what? This is something I wish I had gone and bet.
Oh, okay.
This is really something I wish I did not bet this. And it's something we talked about a week ago, right? Who did the Lakers play last week and LeBron scored 40 on them? And
the Knicks.
No, stop. It wasn't the – I mean, he's done it already against the Knicks. And it was the next-to-last team he had never scored 40
against.
Oh, yeah. Right? And we found out the only team he had never scored 40 points against in his career after whatever he did last week.
What was it? That game against Houston?
Was it Houston, maybe? It might have been.
He went for 48 in that one?
Yeah, it might have been Houston.
That's his last 40-point game, so that would have to be it, right?
Okay, yeah, that's probably it. So you were going back to last Monday, the 16th, right? And yep. It says, hey, now he's gone for 40 against every team except the Clippers. And what did we say that night? Well, they play the Clippers coming up in a week. You know he's going for 40 against them because how many more times are you going to get to play the Clippers? He's hot now. He's playing great. He is absolutely going to go for 40 next time they play the Clippers. Tonight, the Lakers played the Clippers. Did not end well for the Lakers.
They lose to the Clippers. They got their asses handed to them.
133-115, but in the loss, LeBron James, 46 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Now, more importantly, he has scored 40 points in a game against every team in the NBA. You knew it. I should have bet it. I don't know why I didn't bet it. I don't know what I – because I knew. Okay, because he knows, right? Oh, hey, LeBron, you scored 40 points against everybody. Ooh, okay. Who's the only on the team? Clippers? Okay, got to make sure I take like 50 shots against the Clippers. And he took 29 tonight.
He was 9 of 14 from three-point range.
Yeah. He was like, I'm just going to keep – I'm going to make some of them.
He only had 5 free throws. So.
I got to get to 40. I should have bet that. We said it a week ago, and I should have bet it. That's something I didn't bet we should have bet.
Yeah, a couple of things that come out of this. Number one, a bit of a surprise, plays 33 minutes, handles the ball that much, gets up 29 shots, has those 7 assists, had 0 turnovers tonight. Also, was not called for a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, so whatever that means. And then the second part of this, I mean, it's a damn Yeti sighting, is that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George played together. How about that? 52 points and 18 rebounds between them, 22 of 36 from the field.
Yeah, but I can't have that be the narrative. I'm going to go for 40 so people are talking about me. That's nice.
Not that they beat us by 18.
That's great. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Individual. What does Robert De Niro say in Untouchables? A man stands alone at the plate. A time for what? Individual achievement. In the field, team. But individual achievement. That's what LeBron went for tonight. Individual achievement. Team. So there we go. Should have bet it. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Spitzer with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Look, if you miss any of our show, you can always get the Best Of podcast. It goes up right after our show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate us, subscribe to the podcast. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Thank you so much for your continued support as we continue to do great things with the podcast. It grows and grows, and we love bringing you this content every single night. Again, it goes up right after the show is over, iTunes, iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcast, it is there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
I need to segue for a sec because, to put a cap on the last discussion, you know, my daughter texts me. It's like, hey, you got a minute to talk? I go, well, you know, in a minute when we pause for a second. She goes, well, what are you talking about? It's like, Jets. And she just goes, ugh. Ugh, was the response. It's like, well, Aaron Rodgers may be traded there. Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, while I'd celebrate leaving the Bears division, right, 30 years of him and Favre, yeah, only for Jordan Love to rise up and be the next guy.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'll be miserable if it happens. And then she just writes back, fingers crossed.
Oh, that's nice. It's like me when I had went from Dan Marino from 83 to 99. I had a year off. Then I had Brady from 2001 to 2020. I feel your pain, buddy.
But here's the thing, though. Is like, was she responding to the first part of that? I'd celebrate him leaving the Bears division?
Yeah.
Or was it the I'll be miserable if it happens?
Mm.
Is she fingers crossed that I'll have the existential angst of having to listen to you every night about the Jets? Jets.
Yeah, you know, positive thing.
Because here we had it for half a season before it all fell apart.
Hey, nothing is free in life. You got to give to get, man. If you want Aaron Rodgers out of the division and the Jets have to be the place to go, you got to accept that, man, or you accept the consequences.
I got to say, I have a bottle of champagne that's been waiting for a couple of years ever since you guaranteed he was getting traded and leaving several years ago.
I'm going to take a sip, and then I'm going to break it over my knee like I'm a Cowboys fan because I got to listen to Jason talk about Aaron Rodgers for the next year.
What did I do? I smashed my radio. And by radio, I mean my phone. Oh, no, as here I listen comes, on the iHeartRadio app.
Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Aaron Rodgers. You know, a couple of stories that continue to have fallout following this weekend. The two big ones are the Cowboys in their loss. And you know, we talked about the Cowboys fans who are on the internet smashing their televisions after the loss to the Niners. It's the TV's fault.
My advice is the best one, though, the business opportunity. Let's get one of those rage rooms going, officially licensed by the teams.
No, that's a great – again, it's a great idea, buddy, but there's the Cowboys the desire for a Cowboys rage room is like how do you have enough for people?
Think of the number of people I'll get to employ.
There's not enough, man. You got to have the means and the money to be able to open rage rooms across the country.
You don't think Jerry Jones would back this? It's a money-making proposition.
Apply this to the salary cap to get Dak off our salary cap. If I could do that, I'll be able to.
Well, now that Dak's salary actually becomes an issue, something we talked about last night. It hasn't been. So yeah. Complaining about this year's roster didn't matter. That was foolish. No. Going forward, Dak's contract becomes an issue.
Now, this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to do something that's going to be anti-us making money on this idea. Okay, it's going to be it's going to hurt us making money because we're going to change minds, right? I'm the guy in the GIF on the college campus with the change my mind.
It's
right?
A
change
GIF.
Change my mind. It can be a GIF.
It's not peanut butter,
it's
dude.
Okay. Peanut butter. Fluffernutter sandwich.
He said Fluffernutter.
Dude, Fluffernutter sandwiches.
Can you say that? He just did.
Dude, I've had Fluffernutter sandwiches since I was like 8 years old.
You're the king of Fluffernutter.
Peanut butter.
But I mean,
and
I know we're near Chatsworth. Fluff. You can't talk about that now.
No, whoa! I'm keeping it real, and I'm keeping it pure with Fluffernutter sandwiches. You're sitting there going, "Let's go to Chatsworth." And I'm keeping it real, man. I'm thinking about when I was a little kid and 8 years old, and peanut butter on bread got me excited, and then marshmallow fluff on the other piece of bread got me excited. And you put them together, and my God, it's a party!
And then there was the
Fluffernutter, Fluffernutter sandwich.
Fired in
the Oasis.
This is a little too early for the fluffer.
Oh, you guys are all going to hell. All three
of
you.
Throw him a big fat one.
All three of you. The taxi cab, the Uber is going to come for you, and it's going to be an Alex Tyshirt lookalike clone. And you're going to sit down in the back seat, and he's going to talk about food and how to stay healthy. And the trip is going to be a year and a half long, and he's never going to shut up because he's a machine. And he's going to keep talking and talking.
You're
and talking.
In a Johnny cab.
Every time he says the word quinoa, spikes come out
I've
of the bottom
known
of the
you had a lot of jogs, but I did not know you were a fluffer.
Get ready for a surprise.
The back of the legs and the buttocks. And it's just going to be spikes and spikes.
I'm sorry,
and
did
spikes.
You say buttocks?
And that's Lieutenant Dan, I brought you some ice cream.
I brought you ice cream.
You used to
ice
fluff cream. The cantaloupes at Wegmans.
Lieutenant Dan, no, stop. You guys, I need a timeout. This is out of control now. This is out of control. I need a timeout. But here's where I go against the idea, right? Because what we talked about is crazy. This is Cowboys fans, video of them punching and ruining their TVs after the loss to the 49ers. These are the same guy, and they all do the same thing, right? They all say the same thing. Every year it's this. Every year it's this. Dude, it is not 1995 anymore. It hasn't been 1995 for 28 years now. Okay, the Cowboys have not been the best team in the NFL going on three decades. Not only that, the Cowboys haven't been at the top of the NFL in three decades. They are just like any other team that makes the playoffs every couple of years. They have a lot of, look, they're popular. And we talked about this. We talked about this last couple nights. With Dak disappointed and Mike McCarthy stinks. No, it's not my fault that Mike McCarthy, that Dak Prescott is overvalued. He's a guy that's been just above average for most of his NFL career. Dak Prescott is not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes coming into every year as the best quarterback in the league and failing in the playoffs. Dak has always been a little bit above the middle of the pack. So did he fail? They got to the second round of the playoffs. They almost won. He had a bad game. This was not Tom Brady. This was not Patrick Mahomes. This is not Joe Burrow. The Cowboys are just a little bit above average. That's kind of what they are. They're popular. But everybody still lives in 1995 with the Cowboys. Dude, you guys get to 2023 where you go, oh, man, I go back and look at an almanac for the last 28 years and see our records and go, oh, we're not a dominant team. I mean, it's 28 years. This is the same people at the end of Tyson's career were saying, I don't know why Tyson's not knocking people out. He hasn't fought in 12 years. What do you think is happening? The rest of the world has gone on, and you are stuck in 1995. You are wearing parachute pants, and you're listening to Color Me Bad and MC Hammer and maybe the very beginning of grunge, and you're saying, wow, this is pretty cool. Look at Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. Troy's on my TV. He's on my TV every Sunday when he plays. He's on my TV every Sunday when he's not playing. Now he's on Mondays. It's still Troy Aikman every week. Cowboy, everybody does not live in the present. Anybody that talks about the Cowboys talks about them for effect because they're not the team they were. Look, on TV and on the radio, I get it because the Cowboys are a big story because they're popular. But it's every week is doom and gloom. They're not an overwhelming favorite. They're a team that has been okay. They're just like the Vikings or the Panthers or any other team you want to say that every couple of years, oh, they're good. Maybe they can make a big run. There's been better teams in the league for almost three decades, every single year. 2016, I get it. You guys love that year, man. Dak is a rookie, and Ezekiel Elliott's a rookie, and look at where we are, 13-3. Look how great things are going to be. That was 8 years ago, and the Cowboys have never been that good again. They had one great – even the Jets have had great years in the last 40 years. They've had more great years than the Cowboys have had. They've been to two AFC championship games, and they still stink every single year. But, yeah, they had once or twice, hey, we got there. But I know where I'm at. I know the Jets aren't going to the AFC title game every single season. I'm not every year going, oh, the Jets, they're just disappointing me every time. I live in reality, and Cowboys fans just don't. And people that talk about the Cowboys as much, they don't. They live in this land where the Cowboys are this the only team in the NFL, and everybody else exists to play the Dallas Cowboys. They haven't been that relevant in a long time. Yes, they are popular. I love talking about them, but I love talking about them in perspective. And it's crazy when you talk about an emotional guy like me, when I'm telling you this is how to talk calm, cool, and collected about the Dallas Cowboys, that should tell you something.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of it is, and we try to be the rational side of this sports talk and television and radio continuum, and I have certainly seen the folks with the smashing TVs are also going through and breaking down that George Kittle juggling catch. Was it legal? Was he inside? Was he on the line of scrimmage? Did they have enough men on the line of scrimmage? Like all of that. It's done. Game's over. Sorry. Talk about it. Bring it up with Mike Pereira and company off of there. You didn't make enough plays. We've tried to be rational about this. We're going into our 10th year. The Cowboys are fun to talk about. Jerry Jones gives us content galore. Nothing today, unfortunately. Would have hoped for at least an exit interview and some saltiness, but we got nothing. We'll keep our ears perked up to see what comes down the pipeline in the coming days. But when we look at the Cowboys, just based on the global brand, we had Fabiano on yesterday, right? He didn't take a breath. He went through a good 12 minutes with a couple of pauses of us interjecting just to try to steer the conversation back into a straight line. Otherwise, it was the litany of grievances for a squad that he loves. Well, guys of a certain age, i.e. if you're 40-plus, Cowboys global brand and picking teams, they were on national television a lot, so there they are. So there's the unnatural largesse to them and always the game of the week. Because for a while, they were good, right? So they grew that global brand. I found it funny. Joe Buck said he was at a coffee place in St. Louis, and someone stopped him to say, shouldn't you be in San Francisco for this game? Are you still broadcasting today? And he laughed at the guy and said, sure. It's like, I better get going. Oh, no. Like, forgetting that clearly Aikman and Buck don't do the Fox NFC games anymore. But the point being, you just set it and forget it, right? The Ronco product and things that have just become staples in your life. Much like that, the Cowboys. Great expectation based on brand and identity and history and all of the, here's more footage of the triplets and here's some great expectations and a lot of video footage of Micah Parsons and waiting for that to come to fruition into something larger. And then when it doesn't, when it went bad, you cut all these guys loose, including the team's own social media account. So that's where it gets fun and a whole other twist. But, you know, expecting suddenly there was going to be some huge surge with a lot of flaws still on that squad, as soon as Tony Pollard went out, I mean, you still had a puncher's chance in the second half with him in there. Offense completely changed thereafter.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studio.
I'm an ass man.
Oh, well, okay. That happens. So maybe because, you know, the Aaron Rodgers story gets out today, you and Frostburg both send me video Or a picture. Wait,
whoa,
of a
whoa,
Twitter
whoa, 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 whoa,
oh, hang on, hang on.
Depends
okay.
what it was. I had hey no now. Part in this.
And now they're banging each other.
You send me a picture.
What, dude?
Usual media of someone who got a Jets Super Bowl 58 tattoo.
Oh yeah, the one right
oh,
above
yeah,
the
you
ace,
said
right?
That one. Yeah,
yeah, with the old Jets logo, right? With the Jets logo from the 80s and 90s, which I thought
I would
was
call that
cool.
classic Jets.
I thought it was you, but then the ace was way too small.
Now I got to ask you this: what if it was Aaron Rodgers? What if that was that? You don't know. You didn't see the person's face. It could have been Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's not getting a bullseye on his lower back.
Getting ready. So, why not?
He's also, boy, he's not a big, beefy man, but, I mean, that's pretty lean for
it's the offseason. It's the offseason. Guys
he's
lose
been
weight.
Gone for 2 weeks.
Guys lose weight in the offseason. It happens that way.
No,
it happens.
Man, not that got, fast.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You go on a no water diet or something. You're not bloated anymore. So look how skinny you are. It happens that
what
way.
Would you know about not being bloated?
I'm telling you. There's time, I don't drink a lot. If I'm bloated, I drink less water. I drink less. And I feel
pretty
good.
You don't even drink water.
It's all, I drink water all the
drink
time.
Drink Diet Coke.
No. I drink I like three or four times
product.
A day.
Name five water brands right now.
Three or four times. Fiji Light.
No, Fiji's
Fiji
a country.
Zero, Diet Fiji. And Mr.
Diet.
Fuji.
Diet Coke!
No, exactly. I probably about five or six times a day, I chug like
you
a
really
10
couldn't
ounce
name
glass
five, could you?
Well, because usually I drink water out of the refrigerator. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, that's not a brand.
I could have Evian. I could have Fiji. I could have Arrowhead. I could have Nestle. I could have Topo Chico. I could have Mineragua, which is
Topo
all stuff
Gigio,
I drink
that
too.
Little mouse yeah. puppet. That
dude, Topo
man
Chico's
left.
Good stuff, man.
I told you, man, right? Yo, now suddenly, yeah,
well,
now suddenly who's the water
it.
Guy? I'm the water guy now, man. I'm Mr. Water Guy.
All right,
I'm
Bobby
the
Boucher,
guy.
Chill.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm Mr. Water Guy.
I'm Mr. Water Guy. You want to know about water, you come talk to me. I'll tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I drink
now, how
a
much
lot of water.
Water is your body?
Oh, it's 95%. You know what, here's the percentage.
Now, what is the percent?
95%?
Yeah, it's actually 70, water? But yeah.
Sure. I'm like the guy in X-Men when they turn him into a mutant and they fill him with so much water and then he just explodes
yeah,
and the water
the
comes
best.
Out. That's kind of how I
when
feel
when he comes
sometimes.
Up on the beach and he's all wrinkly and old.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, this guy's just water walking around and then he just implodes.
This guy looks like a leather football.
And there goes all the water. That's me. I'm Mr. Water. I am Mr. Water.
You wouldn't know water if it hit you in the shower.
Are you kidding? No. Come on, man. You got to
the great
stop
Bruce
that.
Davison.
I'm a yes, Bruce Davison. Yes, very good, Mike Harmon. Get pulling that X-Men from 2000.
Is any relation to Dave Davidson?
No. Or
he's
Bruce
also
Dickinson.
The guy that screwed Costanza when it was time to. Do I get any of that doll money? No.
Wow.
It's all the foundation.
Twitter it up about a Fresca Mike and Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, two things from basketball action tonight you absolutely have to hear. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike from the TireRack.com studios.
He Plus. Drinks water.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.